Every election brings with it debates over healthcare. Amanda Aronchik with our Planet Money podcast noticed that the word Canada keeps coming up again and again in those debates, and how the Canadian system would supposedly never work here. As a Canadian living in the U.S., to Amanda that was confusing, so she went digging.
When I first moved to the U.S. 20 years ago, people would say the strangest things to me about Canadian healthcare. That Canadians wait forever, that doctors don't want to work there, and weirdly specifically, that Canadians get left on gurneys in the hallways of hospitals to die. These rumors were everywhere. They were in TV ads.
Now, Washington wants to bring Canadian-style healthcare to the U.S., but government should never.
In political talking points, here's George Bush Sr. back in 1992.
And if you think socialized medicine is a good idea, ask a Canadian for a second opinion.
No one asked me, but if they had, I would have told them that none of this matched my experience living in Canada. So I wondered, where are people getting these stories from? And then, this fall, I found the answer from a man who worked in PR for health insurance companies for over 20 years, named Wendell Potter.
Consistently, Americans view single-payer systems favorably, and that's always scared health insurance company executives. And so that's why you have to have these campaigns to remind people, no, you don't want that. This is why.
Potter told me that it was his job to make Canadian healthcare sound so bad that no one would even consider its merits.
I'm at fault here. The work I'm doing now is to make amends for all of the work that I did to perpetuate those myths about the Canadian system.
One of the ways Potter is making amends is by revealing how he smeared an entire healthcare system. He says there were three main tactics. Tactic number one, use anecdotes. Find Canadians who had negative experiences and disseminate their stories widely.
I survived a brain tumor, but if I had relied on my government for health care, I'd be dead.
The anecdote has a huge effect, and you don't need a lot of them. You can just tell these stories very effectively, and people say, oh, I don't want a situation like that. It's incredibly effective.
Potter says when anecdotes are not enough, pair them with tactic number two, cherry-picked statistics. For example, he'd play up how long Canadians have to wait. Thing is, he'd only focus on elective surgeries and the things that you can wait for.
You want to make people believe that because Canadians might wait several weeks or a few months to get a knee replacement, that's indicative of everything in Canada.
Tactic number three, plaster the airwaves with negative ads.
Government runs health care in Canada. Care is delayed or denied.
Potter says that these ads exist to make people fear the unknown.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. You know, the acronym is FUD, so these were FUD campaigns.
And they have been very effective.
The anecdotes might change a little bit, and you might update some stats, but you can use them in 1991 or 94 or 2004 or 2020. That's how it works.
Potter says that even though he no longer works on campaigns like these, he has no doubt that these tactics will be back whenever there's a debate over healthcare. Amanda Aronchik, NPR News.